Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, July 13th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. I started as a fashion model, then I was a rock and roll singer, a corporate consultant, an adjunct professor, and today I'm a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's program, shall we? Victor Hugo said, "The future has several names. For the weak, it is the impossible. For the faint-hearted, it is the unknown. For the thoughtful and vigilant, it is the ideal." We have an ideal show for you today. But first, let me tell you about budgetpreneur.com. They are our sponsors for today. If you find that you have very little money to invest in your business and still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com and become a member today. Let's get started. And by the way, if you are listening online and call in to ask a question, please mute your computer first. The number to call is 646-381-4198. We have a fantastic show for you today and a wonderful speaker. Our topic is finding success as a contract speaker. Being a contract speaker is a wonderful way for you to gain valuable stage time to refine your speaking skills. The challenge is to earn a good living while you're gaining valuable experience and learning. Mark will be sharing some of the key elements to success as a contract trainer in today's program. Our guest, Mark Vickers, today is an excellent and very well-known and highly respected speaker. Let me tell you about him. He's a professional speaker and certified professional coach who is focused on helping you and your organization achieve greater results from both personal and business perspectives. As a certified world-class speaking coach, Mark has all the experience and resources available to help you become a world-class speaker yourself. Mark recently released the Revolutionary Seminar Speaker Coaching Program. It's called Explode Your BOR. He'll tell you what that means, what the BOR is. This 10-hour video coaching program is designed to support speakers who are working towards increased back-of-room sales in public seminars. So now you know, BOR means back-of-room. So its program is Explode Your Back-of-Room Sales in Your Public Seminars. You can learn more about him at www.speakersupport.com. For now, let's welcome Mark. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, Yvonne.
I'd like to begin by asking, what is a contract trainer?
And that's a great question, Yvonne. A contract trainer is typically an independent contractor, someone who is self-employed, and contracts their own personal services to any one of a number of training and seminar companies around the country. In terms of public seminars, the three major players are Fred Pryor Seminars, National Seminars, and SkillPath Seminars. So contract trainers contract their services to these organizations to deliver typically 1 or 2 day seminars on a wide variety of topics, and they are compensated based on the seminars they deliver, but also based on resources that they provide to the seminar attendees.
That's wonderful. So there's three well-known companies that they can work with. How is success measured for these contract trainers?
Typically, as a contract trainer, there will be a number of success metrics, and the names change a little bit depending on the organization. But typically, you're going to be evaluated as a contract trainer based on your customer satisfaction. And that means that the people that are coming to the seminar are satisfied with the experience that they had and what they learned during the day. So that's obviously a key metric, because these seminar companies want to make sure that the attendees are getting great value when they spend the day with us in a seminar room. The second metric that is really in many cases, the most important one, because it drives the revenue that we generate, is the back-of-room sales. And back-of-room sales statistically is going to be measured based on the volume of sales per person who is in the seminar room. That is called dollars per cap or dollars per person, but basically it's the total dollar volume of sales divided by the number of people in the seminar room. The third measure, and it's tied into the dollars of sales, is the percentage of people in the seminar room that have actually taken action and purchased a product. And that helps gauge how far into your audience you've actually been able to motivate people to take action based on what you're recommending. So it's customer satisfaction, dollar values of sales, and the percentage of people that have actually purchased from you.
Okay, well, that sounds really good. So why would a person want to purchase from you?
That's a great question, and it's probably one of the most important questions that people need to ask when they're considering becoming a seminar or contract speaker. The way the seminars are structured is every seminar has a certain topic. It could be dealing with challenging people. It could be managing multiple priorities in the work setting. It could be a technical topic like Microsoft Office or Word or PowerPoint. So the attendees come to experience that seminar, and the contract trainer delivers a full day of content related to that. Part of delivering a seminar is helping the seminar attendees understand that in order to really learn and have sustainable benefit from the class, there are additional learning tools and resources and support materials that will help them after they leave the seminar. Because the reality is, anytime any of us sit in a one-day training class, it's very difficult to, first of all, remember everything that was discussed in the seminar. But more importantly, you have to practice it. You have to review it. You have to reinforce it after the seminar. So contract trainers who are very successful in this business have found their own style, their own unique way of helping the seminar attendees understand how important that is, and motivating them to take action and purchasing a set of resources while they're currently sitting in the seminar room.
So the whole objective then is to help them realize the value and benefits that they will get long after the seminar is over by having the right tools to put their hands on right in the moment when they need it, because you won't be there in 6 months when they need that.
That is exactly right, Yvonne. And in fact, it's very often in a seminar that a seminar attendee will say to the instructor, "Oh, I wish I could just take you back to my office with me. Could you come back to my office with me for a week or two?" And we tend to hear that on a fairly regular basis. And while they can't take us back to their office, we always have high-quality resources that are available to them. And that's what they need to be taking back to their office, because then, like you said, they've got those resources at their fingertips, available 24 hours a day, anytime they need them to either expand their understanding of a particular subject matter or deepen it, or just refer back to it if there's a little tidbit that they needed that they didn't quite remember.
Absolutely. So what are some of the keys to achieving the success metrics we just talked about?
Well, I guess there's a few things, and this is where a lot of the coaching that we do with speakers comes into play. We're going to go, first of all, on the assumption that anyone that is undertaking the role of a contract speaker is, first of all, a good speaker. That's a prerequisite. There's also an assumption that they do a good job of training and sharing information. So we go on the basis that those two criteria are already there. Once those two criteria have been met, then it really comes into two things: the mindset of the speaker and the strategy that they use in the seminar room. So those are the two key components that we work on with people. What is your mindset as a speaker, and how are you strategically positioning every single moment of your seminar to make sure not only are you delivering high-value content and good learning, but you're also helping your attendees understand that there's more that they need to be doing. So mindset and strategy are really the two most important things that a contract trainer can focus on to help them achieve those key metrics.
Absolutely. In fact, I do programs for two of the companies that you mentioned at the beginning of the interview. I provide programs for SkillPath and for National Seminars, and I know that what you said is very, very important. However, let's for a moment consider that mindset you talked about. Your mindset is something that that you have to modify depending on the topic you're presenting, right? So if you're presenting a leadership topic or a management topic or a technical topic, you need to figure out what your mindset is going to be before you walk into the room. Is that what you're talking about?
It's actually at a different level than that, Yvonne. You're talking about in terms of mindset changing based on topic, you're absolutely correct that based on the different topics, there are different approaches and different stories that will work and different ways you would present, for example, a HIPAA healthcare compliance course versus how you would present a dealing with difficult people course versus a self-esteem course. So, yes, there are different approaches to all those classes. When we talk about mindset, what we're really talking about there is, as the person walking in to leave that seminar, who do you believe you are when you walk into that seminar? A lot of people who struggle in the contract trainer industry go into the seminar believing that they are a speaker or a trainer. And if you were to ask them what their job description was, they would say, I'm a speaker or I'm a trainer. The role is much more than that. And in order to be successful, the contract trainer needs to be able to go in with a mindset of, I am a speaker, I am a trainer, but I'm also an entertainer, because in order to be successful, there is a definite entertainment value to the seminars, which is very important. And we are also a motivator, and we're also a salesperson. And it's that last part that really hangs up a lot of people who have the potential to be incredible contract trainers, but they really struggle with the notion that we need to sell product and resources and tools in the seminar room. And what we'll do is we'll work with those speakers to help them understand that training in the seminar room is great, but it doesn't do everything the attendees really need. So when we talk about mindset, it's helping get the contract trainer to the perspective of really understanding what their role and what their true responsibility is when they take front and center in that seminar room.
That's wonderful. That's great. So can anyone be successful?
I believe that anybody who wants to stand up in front of people and speak has a passion for truly helping people be successful, and has a passion about whatever the topic is. It doesn't have to be a deep passion, but if they can present it with passion, I do believe that anybody has the potential to do this business. It's just whether or not they're prepared to put in the time and effort. And as you know, Yvonne, it's not necessarily an easy job, but it is incredibly rewarding, and you can make an incredible income from doing this job. But it does take some strategy. It does take some planning. And for as much as we talk to our seminar attendees about the fact that they need to develop their skills, we as seminar speakers and contract speakers always need to be developing our skills. We can never be good enough. And that's not to say that we're always beating ourselves up, but our attendees change over time. The economy changes. People's view of the world changes over time. So it's important that we're always adjusting our approach to the seminar room, adjusting our teaching style. And as long as you're someone who really enjoys the challenge, I believe anyone could be successful.
That's great. You know, we have someone on the line. I'm just going to check and see. Caller, do you have a question for Mark? Okay. I'll give them another opportunity in a couple of minutes, just in case they stepped away from the phone. Now, along the lines of can anyone be successful, part of why I ask that question is because often, and I'm sure it's happened to you as well, when you finish the program, somebody comes up to you, they're very enthusiastic, and they say, God, I love what you do. I want to do that too. What would you say to someone who is in that mindset where they're going, I love this. I think I have something to offer. I think I want to be a contract trainer too.
And it happens all the time. As you know, Yvonne, when we're in the seminar room, it does happen all the time. The first thing that I always ask someone, the very first question I ask, is how do you feel about being on the road anywhere from 3 to 5 days a week, potentially 3 to 4 weeks out of the month? That's always the first question. The reason that's so important is, depending on the seminar topic you're teaching and the types of runs you're picking up, there are times, and it's not unusual, where you might be required to leave home and fly out to your first seminar city on Sunday, potentially teach in a different city each of 5 days, returning home sometime late Friday night after your last seminar, and potentially turning around and repeating the whole process 36 to 48 hours later. And it can be a very grueling process. And it's not something that should be entered into lightly. And there are people that enter into it and think, oh, I can do this. It's not going to be a problem. And after their first 2 or 3 weeks on the road, realize being a road warrior is not all that much fun. It's not all that glamorous. If they say, you know, I think I could probably do that because I really like the work we do in the seminar, which happens to be my approach. I put up with the travel because I love what we do in the seminar room. I absolutely enjoy every minute of putting on those seminars. It's just, and you know, Yvonne, it's just fun, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
It's just
fun. And you get to meet a lot of people.
And we get to meet a tremendous number of people, a lot of wonderful people. And the flip side is we do get to meet some people that we would rather not have met in our journeys. So if someone says, you know, I think I could do the travel, I think I could put up with that, my next question always is, what is it that you saw in this seminar when you were sitting here with me and you were watching what happened here today? What did you see that got you excited? And I use that to gauge their passion, where they're coming from, what they think is exciting about it or fun or challenging. And assuming, and normally they have a very good reason to be excited. There's something that triggered in them. The very next question I will ask them is, how do you feel about selling product and resources? And in some cases, it's always interesting that even after they've sat in a seminar all day long, they've heard a top speaker or presenter or contract trainer do the seminar, they've heard the call to action on resources, the resource information, they've seen the products. It never really clicked for them that that is an important part of the job. Even though they experienced it, it didn't really register.
Well, if you did it well, it'll be seamless.
If we do it well from the front of the room, they won't really notice it. But when you bring it to light and all of a sudden they say, oh, yeah, you know, I remember you talked about this and this and this, what I'll do is I'll actually sit down with someone who thinks they may want to do this and say, okay, let's think about the whole day. What did you notice at this point, this point, this point in the day? And we have what are called powerful moments. In the Explode Your BOR program, we talk about powerful moments, which are strategic points throughout the course of the seminar, which we typically use for very specific motivational messages, call to action, explaining the value of lifelong learning, those types of things. And once I go through that process with someone, they start to really get a better view of what being a contract speaker is all about. Now, if I have someone who tells me, yeah, I saw all that, I saw you how you did that, that was pretty cool, I like that, and I think I could do that, then that's someone who I think probably is pointed in the right direction. If someone listens to what happened in all those powerful moments and didn't realize what was happening, but then says, you know, that was well done. It was just part of the whole seminar. And, yeah, I believe that I could share information with people, share valuable resource information, and at the end of the day, ask people to invest in themselves. Well, then that also is someone that I think could do this job. Sometimes, though, we run into people that say, oh, no, I wouldn't really feel comfortable with that. I really just want to be a speaker, or I just want to be a trainer. Then those people, I quite often would recommend they maybe want to look in a slightly different direction. Now, let me qualify this a little bit, Yvonne, because even within the three major seminar companies that we've talked about, Fred Pryor, National, and Skopal, they have two types of seminars that they deliver. They deliver the public seminars, which are the ones that we've primarily been talking about. They also deliver what are called on-site or private seminars. And those are seminars that are conducted privately for an individual organization or corporation. And the dynamics in those seminars are significantly different because typically there's no selling of resources. So when I run into someone who is not comfortable with the sales aspect of the public seminars, if they have everything else, the ability to speak, the passion for topics, then I might suggest that they contact one of the three or multiple of the three organizations and pursue opportunities as an on-site trainer as opposed to public. There are also a lot of different training and seminar companies out there who don't rely as heavily on the product sales, and there are some organizations that are just pure training companies. So there's a lot of different avenues that people can follow, and when we're working with speakers, we help them through that decision process to help them get pointed in the direction of the right type of organization for their personality and what they really want to be doing.
That's true, and they also need to keep in mind that they need to, before they even have the approach, they need to have some experiential background that says, I have the knowledge and experience to discuss whatever this topic covers. Which, by the way, leads me to the next question, which is, where do people go for help?
Where do people, and that's a great question, and that's a very important one. A lot of contract speakers or a lot of people enter into contract speaking thinking, oh, this will be pretty easy. Most of the seminar companies require either previous experience in the business or that a new person go through some form of a training and certification process. A lot of speakers come out of that process and, oh, I can go out and hit the ground running and it's going to be great. It's going to work right from day one. And it normally only takes a week or two before they realize this isn't quite as easy to put together as I thought it was.
I thought, exactly.
Right? Hopefully they've seen some good speakers. And this is always a challenge, Yvonne. When new people see good speakers delivering seminars, it does look easy. And it does look fun. And for good speakers, it is easy and fun, but we didn't get there overnight. It took a lot of work, as you know.
Yes.
So given that it's not easy, there are multiple places where people can go. First and foremost, and I think every top speaker, not just in contract speaking, but in any realm of speaking, will say top speakers always have coaches. Always, always, always.
Yes.
I know
at
any point in time, I am typically myself, I normally have at least 3 to 5 people who are providing me coaching and feedback on a hopefully weekly basis in most cases. Every speaker needs some sort of a coach to help them through the structure and the strategy and the wording and all the specifics. Now, beyond just having a coach, there's a couple of other options. And one of the things that happened for me a number of years ago is I went through a coaching program and talked with a lot of other people that have been through different styles of programs and decided that it would be nice to have a slightly different approach. So what we did is we put together a team of coaches, so that when a new speaker or even an experienced speaker looking to refine their style wants to get some input, when they work with the team that I'm affiliated with, they actually get to take advantage of the experience of five different coaches who all have very different personality styles. And information on that can be found through speakersupport.com. That's our main website, speakersupport.com. We also have group coaching sessions, and there's a number of organizations out there that will do group coaching. We typically have a round of group coaching running just about all year long, and it's an hour a week where there will be multiple coaches on the phone with multiple clients, and we'll be working the issues real time. We'll be talking about strategy and those type of things. And without that kind of community, this can be a very lonely business and very hard to figure out what to do next. As you know, you and I are both part of a very active Facebook group that's a private group specifically for contract trainers. That's another great place to go for support, insight, ask questions. Trying to be a lone warrior in this business is typically going to be a recipe for disaster. You have to have a support team.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. And that's where speaker support comes in. And I appreciate your sharing that. Do you have any final words for our listeners?
My only final thoughts would be this is an incredible business. It truly is. I've been in the business 5 years and have loved every minute of it. There are good days and bad days, but they're still fun. Just surround yourself with the best people you can find. Surround yourself with a support team who's there with your best interests at heart. And always be learning.
Always, always be a learner. Absolutely. In fact, one of my favorite quotations is from a writer, Rusty Berkins, who says that there comes that mysterious meeting in life when someone acknowledges who you are and what you can be and ignite the circuits of your highest potential. And to me, that is what contract trainers do for the people who are sitting in their room. That's
I love that quote. I love that
line. Well, all I can say is, I hope everyone really enjoyed listening to our show today because I know I enjoyed having you as my guest. I'd like to thank you for the wonderful interview, Mark, and for sharing all of that knowledge and experience with us. And I'd like to thank all of you, too, for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown. I come to you from Chicago, Illinois, USA, on the second Saturday of every month at 2 p.m. Central Time, and I'll see you next month. Until then, I'll leave you with this thought for the day. The only real security that a person will have in this world is a reserve of knowledge, experience, and ability. Henry Ford said that. And being a contract trainer, you get to help people get that security, that reserve of knowledge, experience, and ability through what you teach them every day. Thank you, Mark. Remember to always join us on the second Saturday each month. And in the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. And while you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to provide us with some feedback about today's show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And thank you again, Mark. I'll be talking to you about that coaching program again real soon. Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at yvonne@yvonnefbrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.yvonnefbrown.com, yvonnefbrown.com, to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.